a piece of pedantic facetiousness used to denote someone who was still at the school but free of its academic shackles. He spent this time riding his bicycle along the Kent coast, stopping where he wanted to, spending his pocket money on whatever he chose to eat or drink, lying in the long grass by the roadside or on the short, springy turf of cliff tops. He knew, even while he experienced it, that this strange, unburdened interlude was to be savoured, bitten through to its core. One cloudless afternoon he had come in his wanderings to a church not far from the sea and parked his bicycle in the porch. The church itself, with its napped flint walls and its plain early English windows, was not very exciting. Equally, the interior had been pleasant enough, but had offered little of interest. There were no ancient tombs or brasses for him to rub. The glass was intensely Victorian and would not do. Kavanagh, at 13, was beginning to suffer from a slight case of antiquarian snobbery. As he came out of the church, he suddenly remembered that he had not yet had the lunchtime sandwiches with which he had been provided, so he decided to eat them in the churchyard, which was on a slope with a view through trees of the sea. There it was, deeply blue below the paler blue of the sky.